Blog Talk Radio.
With this your daily go get a business show. We do this every single day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Son 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. The Daily Go Get a Business Show, DG Show, all up in your area. And I'm feeling like a real man should. And y'all should be feeling like real men and women should. And it's all good. You understand, so it gets understood. And tonight on the DG Show, we are talking about mad at them for making you hate them. I mean, think about that. You're mad at them for making you hate them. First of all, you ask yourself, Wait, nobody can make you hate them. Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of like saying nobody can make you dislike them. Would you accept that in your life? Well, you know damn well that somebody can make you dislike them. So if somebody can make you dislike them, what makes you think that they can't push that level a lot farther and make it a lot more severe and make you hate them? What makes you think that? Why not? You know, do you think that your level of being pushed to the brink is a realer than you think? Do you? Well, we're gonna take a look at it. And you know, when you start talking about when somebody makes you hate them, to me that sounds like you were trying hard not to hate them. You were trying hard not to dislike them. You were trying hard to like them. You were trying hard to love them. You were trying hard to be with them. You were trying hard to be dedicated with them. You were trying hard to have a future with them. You were trying hard to hold it down, be loyal, faithful, be the one I give my love to. And it's tough when your world gets turned around, rearranged, and restructured in a way that you don't want it to be restructured, turned around, redone, remix. Yeah. You know, the longer you start hanging around a person, the longer you've been in love with somebody, the longer you've been with somebody, the longer you have built something with someone, you begin to depend on them, even if they are undependable, even if they aren't the friendliest person or the easiest person to get along with. You start to understand them or come to expect them. So you get settled in, even if you are getting settled in with something that is unsettled, something or someone that is unsettled. So you mad at them for making you hate them, because you may have promised yourself, no, I don't hate nobody. And you can't make me get to that level of dislike. Well, somebody may have done it. And it may be you all tied up in your emotions, which may have a really big impact on why you think that you hate them. But nonetheless, it is what it is. And hate is what you're feeling. Somehow you have gone from whatever you were feeling about them before, whether it was love, whether it was like, whether it was admiration, whether it was respect. And in one fell swoop, they have made you deplete all of those things. They've taken away the love. They've taken away the like. They've taken away the respect. They've taken away the admiration. They've taken away even the tolerance, acceptance. All gone. Now, I mean, true enough, there are some people who jump the gun and get all emotional and they claim that they hate somebody when that's not actually the case. And we have to lend a little respect to that. However, that's not to say that nobody can reach that level of emotion. That's not to say that. So let's take it there, get it there, be about it, talk about it. And that's how it's going down on DG Show. T. Carrie Wright is all up in the place. It's really good to see your face up in the place. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Bow, she about to turn it out. And the beauty, I could not see Cherry. It goes a lot of different colors, varies. A Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's a woman, Dana Jane, with fame. What's going on, Dana Jane? And Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on? What's going on? My good to see you. And Karen Chamber, let me favorita too. What's going on, Karen Chamber? So y'all get what we talking about tonight. Mad at them for making you hate them. Okay. So maybe hate is just too strong of a word for some of us to get into. Like, look, I mean, I understand the concept of what you're talking about, but we're not going to do that hate thing. I don't hate nobody, and nobody is going to make me hate them. Nobody's going to make me feel anything about them. I'm in total control of my emotions. I feel how I feel, and life sometimes gives me but I'm not going to be hating. You know, I may dislike somebody a whole lot, but that's the limit that I can reach. I don't hate. Okay, that's fine. Nonetheless, the title of this show is Mad at Them for Making You Hate Them. So you can replace hate with dislike, unconcerned, indifferent, whatever it is. It's definitely a downgrade from where you were. And you did not want it to be that way. So let's say, you were building a life with your woman or your man. You know, they were the love of your life. I mean, by all accounts, this was the love. Now, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. So maybe when you first met them, you didn't like them all that much at all. Maybe you didn't think that they were that cute. Maybe you didn't think that they were that good for you. Maybe you didn't think any of those things about them, you know? maybe you thought that this was a bad choice through and through. Like, who will I like salt and pepper. I really don't want him. The guy ain't too sue. He can't afford to buy a Fila suit. I said, I really don't want him. The guy ain't too sue. He can't afford to buy a Fila suit. I said, I really don't want him. The guy ain't too sue. He can't afford to buy a Fila suit. It might have been like that in the beginning, but, you know, he might have worn you down. He kept coming around. They'll wear you down if they keep coming around. They'll wear you down if they keep coming around. They'll wear you down if they keep coming around. You keep letting them come around and they're going to wear you down. Just like a song they played on the radio that you hated. They played 100 times, though. And by the 99th time, you was like, yo, that's my shit. I ain't like it at first, but now I know every lyric and every verse. I can't recite it and act like it was the worst thing they ever did when they took it off this air, kid. Repetition. Repetition builds familiarity, and it also builds receptors in your mind that makes you start accepting it. Did you understand? So some people you didn't think was cute, and you start hanging around them, and you start seeing beauty. Like, what the fuck? I thought you was the most funny-looking thing I ever saw in my life. But then you started hanging around. I started hearing your mind. I started seeing your smile. I started seeing your kind. I started understanding that you brought more than the table. Than the shallow shit that I was bringing and old fables and cables that I was wearing that I was sharing my life and you were sharing yours. We was friends. We was boys. And everywhere I went, we was like the two. And I was down with me some you. Yeah. So once you get over that hump of thinking that somebody ain't all of that and you cross over into seeing like, yo, this really is the beauty I cannot see. This really is the beauty I cannot see. They opened up my eyes, and what a surprise. It was like the whole image before me was a disguise. I couldn't see the good in you, but you came through. And now I see nothing but good in you and them too. Yo, and we a crew. We gonna be together forever. That's me and you and them. Ooh, but it didn't turn out like that. Mother shows you the real, wait. But it didn't turn out like, no, I should say, but it didn't end off like that. It showed you other attributes. Oh, man, fuck, I fucked it up. Robin Ming, my big sis, Robin Ming here to do a thing. How you feeling, Ma? How you doing? How you doing, baby? How you doing, Mama? But yeah, so like you might have, the first time you saw your girl, the first time you saw your man, you might not have thought they was all of that. They was okay. They was all right. But then you start seeing more. And then you realize, like, damn, this person might be tailored for me. They may be cut out. They might be stenciled. They might be cookie cut for me. For me. So once you get into that mode, and you start thinking about the future, like, yeah, we're going to have this, we're going to do that. You know, we thinking about buying houses. We thinking about getting things. We thinking about showing off in front of everybody. We think, like, this is me and you. This ain't Romeo and Juliet. This is me and you. But you understand that there are flaws that this person has. And you saw all the flaws all along. But it didn't really matter all along because you weren't thinking about the future all along. But now you are. And then you got to deal with. You got to deal with their little innuendos. You got to deal with their little inconsistencies. You got to deal with their little flaws. And the flaws might be major in certain areas. Might be major. So they chipping away at you liking them. But maybe you realize, oh, this person don't really care about nobody but themselves. Maybe you realize that they're selfish. Maybe you realize that they're a little bit mean. Maybe you realize that they're egotistical. Maybe you realize that they're not really all of that good of a person, but you're still down. But they're chipping away at your ability to see them as being perfect and definitely perfect for you, but it's still working.
But they chipped, they chipped, they chipped, they chipped. Maybe they even became abusive. They chipped, they chipped, they chipped, they chipped, they chipped. They did, they you find out that they lie. You find out that they do things that they said that they don't do, and you've caught them multiple times, and you realize, I said, eat, ah, or ah, ah, eat, ah, or ah, ah, eat, ah, or ah, ah, that means I love you. So, you know, it can make you seriously upset at a person to the point of dislike or to the point of hate, depending on how far your dislike goes, when you really realize, like, you have totally made me not like you. And maybe they did something so catastrophic, so major, so devastating to you. It was the nail in the coffin. Like, maybe you were already up to dislike, but damn, they fucking made you hate them. And now you're pissed. You know why you could be mad at somebody for making you hate them? You know why? You know a good reason why you could be mad or the reason why you could seriously be mad at somebody for making you hate them? Because y'all might have children together. And, you know, it's a really bad situation when you have built a life with somebody. And then, and you can say what you want to say. People say what they want to say all the time about having kids and all of this, baby moms, baby fathers, and all of that. If you are a serious person, if you are a mature person, and if you are a forward-thinking person, somebody who really thinks about their future, somebody who really plans, somebody who really tries to get it done out there, you're serious. When you have children by somebody, you take that shit seriously. You realize that it's a lifetime commitment. It's a lifetime commitment, even if you aren't committed to each other. So you recognize the struggles that are going to come along with single parenting, whether they have custody, whether you have custody, whether they have joint or shared custody. You still realize that in that child's life, although you can raise a child effectively and have them be well adjusted in the in a single parent household, there's also a part of you who understands that they are being cheated out of having both parents in the home, not only just for their guidance, but also showing them what a healthy, loving relationship or marriage is supposed to be like. Every child comes from or lives in a single parent home is cheated out of that experience. I'm not saying that they will be fucked up, but they did get cheated. They did get cheated. Now, of course, we can say that people who grew up in a two-parent household are cheated also because that relationship may not have been healthy. And I don't disagree with that. I totally agree with that. But at least with them growing up in that household with two parents are there, they get to see that even though everything may not be hunky-dory and it may not be 100% healthy all the time, they also get to see that people can work shit out for different reasons other than just financial reasons, other than just staying together for the kids, other than a whole lot of things. People have a whole lot of different reasons for staying together than just money, love, and children. And you would think that would be enough, right? But sometimes people have way more reasons for staying together than just that. So you don't want to be in a position where you hate your baby mom. You don't want to be in a position where you hate your baby dad. That ain't no good position. And you may hate that. You may hate your baby mom or hate your baby dad for making you feel that way. I got to go around a person that I'm going to have to go around for 18 to 21 years and beyond. 18 to 21 guaranteed, but even beyond that, I have to go around somebody and act cordial around somebody that I felt like fucking tried to kill me emotionally, spiritually, and sometimes even physically. And yeah, you might be mad, real mad, and I can't be mad at you for being mad at that. I can't be mad at you. I can't be mad at anybody for being mad at that. All right, let me see what y'all are talking about. Emily says, you could have just left it at I'm E sometimes. Okay. Emily, Okay. The beauty I cannot see cherry says, I had a guy like that. He was in my physical type. Oh, he wasn't my physical type. I call him, you wrote, I was in my, all right. Okay. I call him erosion, like a drop of water on a stone. Me, stone. He wore me down. It happens. It happens. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's love at first sight, and sometimes at first sight, it's the fuck out of here. Sometimes it's fuck out of here at first sight. But it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. All that really matters is that the bad feelings diminish and y'all was able to go forward and get it popping. And now look at you. And the calls is dropping. It's like, don't call me no more. I ain't trying to see your shit no more. I'm going to the store and I'm going to get me a call block of phone and have you to fuck out my shit. And I'd rather be alone. And Yeah, Emily, of course I love my chair. I love everything I buy. You should see how I spend money. I'd be like, no, I don't want that shit. No, don't try to sell me that shit. I want what I want. No, fuck out of here. I don't like that shit. Nah. I don't care who. What? Fuck out. Nah. Stop saying I'm showing off. I show off every day. Anyway. Not just mad because I can lean. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, fuck it. I really show off. I'm going to put this chair back. Hold up. So yeah, y'all. Like I said, it's like not fuck all that. Hold on. Oh shit, that made me fuck it up. Man, okay. So, like I was saying, I don't want it that far up. Either. Okay, that's good. Okay. No, you can't break this one, Carol. Now this is, top notch. You know what I'm saying? This shit here, this the Mercedes Benz. This is the Mercedes Benz of chairs. And really, this is the Benz of chairs. Okay. The only reason I can see someone making me hate them, I first have to love them deeply and then later find out they never loved me in return. And that's in any type of relationship. That's funny. Honestly, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't think I could ever hate somebody that I've ever loved. Because I don't love easily. And I reserve my, if I hate you, I never liked you. But this is what I'm talking about, because it's different for different people. The way it plays out, the way that it looks, the way that it translates is different for different people. I could never hate anybody that I've ever loved. There's no fucking way, I don't think. I know so far so good. I do not hate anybody that I have ever loved. If I hate you, I've never loved you. But you can best believe if I hate you, I always disliked you. You was already on, like, the people I dislike, they get that upgrade to hate. But the people that I have loved, nah. You may get reduced to, I don't like you, but once the love is there, your shit stamped. That shit like herpes. You ain't getting rid of this shit. No, I still love you. I don't fuck with you. But you can best believe I love you. You know what I'm saying? If I see something happening to you out there on the street, whatever, I'm a ride for you. But as soon as I finish riding for you, I'm the fuck out. Like, yo, I had to hop out. Yo, he was playing my man and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was jumping him in the street. I had to get out, blast them niggas. Pow, 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 pow. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, yo, you good, dude? Yeah, oh man, thanks, man. You know what I mean? You was always my ex. Fuck out of here, nigga. Now, I don't fuck with you, nigga. You know what I mean? But there's no way. If I ever had love for you, it won't be no hate. It'd just be like, oh, all right. Ooh. Ooh. Because for me to love you, for me personally, to love you, I have to have loved what's inside of you. Because I don't love physical. I like physical, but I don't love physical. I love what's on the inside. I love the heart. I love the mind. I love the thinking. I love the process. I love the history. I love the future. I love the present. I love what you do for others. I love how you make the world shape, be shaped and shit. That's what I love. I don't want all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, in many ways, that kind of cheats me out of that deep romance. You know that? Oh my God, I can't live without. No, it ain't about all that. I mean, that's cool and all that, but it ain't about all of that. That's not how my love goes. But that's me. And I may not have even interpreted that exactly correct. But nonetheless, for me personally, if I love you, there's no chance I'll ever hate you. But there is a chance that I might not fuck with you no more. I have a few people right now that are on my do not fuck with list. But none of them are hated. Because if I hate you, you shouldn't have my phone number. Like, I ain't never like you. Like, nigga, I ain't never like you. TK Wright says, can you hate and love someone at the same time? Me, no. Maybe some people feel like they can. Me, no. Hate is a strong word. It's a very strong emotion. Because I don't really hate anything that I'm willing to share space with. And that's whether the space is like the city of Philadelphia. Like, no, I know they live all the way out in the great Northeast. That ain't far enough. You got to get them motherfuckers out of Pennsylvania. Like, they can't be in Pittsburgh? No, they need to be out of PA. So you telling me if they went across the bridge to Jersey, that would be all right, even though it's only a few miles? Let me think about that. North Jersey. And north on the shore. Like, but Pittsburgh is farther than North Jersey. I don't give a fuck. Get them out of here. Right. Carol Chamberlain says, I think you can have a love-hate relationship, Taki. Well, that's what people say. Love hate relationship. I'm going with but y'all might say Where did I get the chair? I ain't telling. But if you inbox me, I'll tell you. Yeah. I'm too fly to say it over the air. But I ain't fly in my inbox. You already know that though. I mean, inbox me, I'll tell you anything. But ain't no way I'm telling you that shit. But inbox me, yeah. I mean, I have to give you the whole scoop. All right. Carol Zimler says, I think we tend to say we hate someone when we are angry or hurt by them. Some people do that. Honestly, I feel like that's very immature. You know, like kids, they'd be like, I hate you, mom. I hate you, dad. You know how your mom and your dad, either they get all emotional, like, oh, you hate me? Or you going to really fucking detest me after this. Or they'd be like, yeah, you hate me. When you want to go to the mall this weekend, you ain't got no fucking money. Let's see who you hate then. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! You know, girlfriends get mad at boyfriends. Like on that baby boy shit. I hate you. I hate you. Fuck out of here. I hate shit. Girl Jim says, Omar, your sneaks matching your pants. Actually, they don't. But I can see how you would take that. Their sneaks got yellow in them.
out of here. Get out of here. Okay. All right. Beauty, I can now see Cherry says a carol of true love. I think hate comes from a hurt place. So you think that you have to be hurt by somebody to hate them? Oh, yeah? How y'all feel about Donald Trump? Has he hurt you? What y'all gonna say? But that's a different kind of hate. Sure is. Or maybe y'all don't hate him. You gonna tell me y'all just dislike him? I don't mind hating him. And I don't really think I hate him, but I know I dislike him a whole lot. But I think if I was ever around him, I think he could get there. Pretty sure. See, as it is, he hasn't done anything to me personally. But I know I don't like his ways. I don't like his ways. You know, and when you don't like a person's ways, I think you're on the road to hate. I don't like your ways, dog. I think it's hard to like somebody when you don't like their ways. Because think about it. If you don't like a person's ways, what do you like about them? You like them because they're cute? Do you really? Because ain't nobody that fine to me. I know a lot of pretty women, but they ain't that fine. Like, ain't nobody pretty enough to front on me on some bullshit, like, to give me the flee me off, like, who is you? Like, hey, you know, I saw you in that movie, or, you know, I really like your song. Fuck out of here, nigga. You ain't talking to me, right? Okay. Cassie, so you that fly guy. My bad. Yeah, thank you. Shit, I'll accept sarcasm. I don't care. And then David says, I hate some people that I don't even know. I don't think I hate anybody that I don't know. But I may hate their actions. But just like I said with Donald Trump, I don't hate him because he hasn't done anything personally to me. But I don't like his ways. So I think that if I was ever around him, I could get to that point. He seems to fit the criteria of someone that I would hate. Carol Chamber says, hate him, and yes, he has hurt my finances. Okay. Well, some of those people who was getting that stimulus money, that's the reason they like him. Fuck with that. I don't know. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, it's very few people I personally hate, but it's a lot of people that I hate that I hate their behavior. Well, like I said, I think that when you don't like a person's ways, you're on the road to where hate could take you. Doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to get there. Doesn't mean that at all. But I think it could get there. But what we're talking about this evening, and I don't want to get sidetracked, we're talking about when you're mad at them for making you hate them. So, you know, it kind of boils down to, do you hate a person, or are you mad at a person for what they did to you, or are you mad at them for who they are or what they are? Because it's totally possible to be mad at a person for what they are. Like, you know, like, damn, shorty. You know what I mean? I tried to build this life with you. I gave it my all. I really, really gave it my all. I did more than just give this a shot. I gave this a chance. I gave this an opportunity. This is something that I really, really wanted, and I tried to ensure that you wanted it too, and you told me that this is what you wanted. So pouring all of my time and my efforts and my love into this thing, and the whole time you was just fucking with me. You was just bullshitting with me based on your actions, based on your ways, based on the history of what happened along the way. You just fucked me over. And you did it on purpose. And you did it maliciously. Like, why would you do somebody like the way you did them for the reasons that you did them? I can understand if somebody did something to you or was the kind of person who had it coming. But when you do a person in that don't have it coming, it just means that they didn't have it coming. You just wanted to give it to them. That's the gift that keeps on giving that they didn't even, that's the kind of surprise party that nobody wants, right? So yeah, you can, I don't know if you can like somebody but not like their ways. I don't know. I mean, well, but if you can, tell me, well, what do you like? If you don't like their ways, what do you like? You know, I mean, for some people, it's physical. Like, I mean, yeah, oh, I see what you're saying and all that. But, yo, man, I'm telling you, sure, you got these big titties, you got fat ass. And I fucked a few times. I mean, the pussy is just, woo, it's to die for, son. Like, I would literally die for that ass. I mean, I almost did. It was so wet. I was in there swimming and shit. Body surfing. Like, yo, she fucked 10 niggas that I knew before me. I ain't give a fuck if I was 11. See, if I was the 13th, I was the baker's dozen. So if you don't like a person's ways, what do you like? Because I cannot like the way you look. I cannot like the way you do certain things, but I might like your ways. Like, damn. I never really seen anybody, you know, be that dedicated to their family. I never seen anybody be that accommodated. I've never seen anybody, you know, be that loyal, show that type of loyalty. Even the people who aren't loyal to them, you know, things like that. Or they're smart. Like, wow. But they use their smarts for good things, not cheating and swindling and jerking motherfuckers out of their money and possessions and genitals. So you like their ways. Their ways. Let me see. I know David says, that sounds like a relationship that was one-sided. Well, the thing is, some people put on a very good front, Annette. Not everybody, not all one-sided relationships are visibly one-sided. Because it's not always a case where both sides want the same things in the same way. And even though this is not a real example, it's just a TV example, look at All in the Family back in the day. Archie Bunker and Edith Bunker. You see how Archie was. And you see how Edith was. That, I mean, really, that should have been the odd couple, right? But they loved each other. And even though Edith was ditzy and goofy and friendly and not very smart by what you could see, but she had a good heart. She was a good person. And even though she was married to a bigot who thought he was smart, and even though he was stupid and very opinionated and all that kind of stuff, you know, and didn't even act like he really liked her, loved her, appreciated her, and all of that kind of stuff. He loved her in a way that she could accept. She was with all of that. So her expectations level was fulfilled by him, even if it didn't look like that way to everybody else. And we can find ourselves in that position too. Just because a person gives a lot of themselves doesn't mean that that's what they expect from everybody else. That's a hard concept for people to understand in this notion of equality that we have going on here. Ain't no such thing as equality, though. There's no such thing in the world as equality. There's nothing in this world that's equal. Nothing. Nothing. Not one thing. And you can't prove that it is. Equal means exactly the same. And it's not. You have two eyes on your face, and one of those eyes is bigger than the other eye. You have two nostrils on your nose, and one of those nostrils is bigger than the other nostril. shaped differently. Each one of your teeth is different than the other one. You have fingers. This finger and that finger are the same finger in name and proximity on the fingers. I mean, on the hands, but they're both different. They have different fingerprints. They have different shapes, different nails. They're not the same. So God didn't create things that were equal. They say each snowflake that falls out the sky is a different shape. So that means that each raindrop is different. Although they're probably zillions and zillions and zillions of raindrops that have fallen from the sky. But they're all different. So if God doesn't concern himself with equality, how the fuck do humans think that they're going to associate themselves with equality? But we do. We try. But it's not about being equal. It's about being fair. There's a difference between what's fair and what's equal. What's equal is not achievable. It's a concept. It's a thought. But what's fair is also a concept and a thought. But it's an agreeable thought and concept. It's agreeable. You can ask a person, what is fair for you? How can we make this agreement for you? And they put their cards on the table. And you say, well, you know what? We can do that. And I realize that you're going to get what you want, and I'm going to get what I want too. Guess what? That's fair. We good. Fair. No, it didn't have to be equal, but it was fair. And it was good because it was fair. So my relationship can look like one thing to outsiders. But as long as when me and my girl, when we, you know, what we have agreed on, you know, she good with it, I'm good with it, then hey, it's me and her against the world. But everybody else may not be comfortable with that, but ain't nobody asked them. Unfortunately, sometimes this agreement and fairness can be unhealthy. It can be unhealthy. Like, we have agreed that whenever you fuck up, I'm going to go upside your head. We have agreed that I'm going to do that and you're going to take it and then, you know, make up sex and everything is going to be all right. Unfortunately, some people have agreed on that. Unfortunately. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get'emism show, and we're talking about mad at them for making you hate them. So it's like when you get to that point where you have really, really poured your heart and soul into a project with someone, and then they just mush it in your face and make you see that it was all just a farce, a pipe dream that they could have easily bailed out of early or let you know that they weren't into. But they pushed the envelope. And it seems like they was doing it all just to fuck you in the ass in the end. And it don't feel right. Now, David says, there's been times when I felt used. I don't know if you meant that. Yeah. Well, if you feel used in a relationship in real time, then that's not fair. But if you didn't open your mouth about it, that's not fair. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to yourself. It's not. A lot of people do the Monday morning quarterback thing. You know, like, with all I did for you, you would have thought you would have done this and that for me. Some people might go for that. My thing is, so you lived in this unhappiness state for all of this time, and you never said shit about it? Well, no, because, to be honest with you, I thought, You know, like, I mean, I really, really loved him, and I thought that it would upset him if I said that I didn't like it and I wasn't really ready to lose him. Just to be honest with you, I just wasn't really ready to lose him. And I wasn't, and I kind of felt like he would be willing to leave me or lose me, and I ain't really want to deal with that at the time, but still, he treated me like shit. Well, that is some human shit. And it goes both ways. Many a dude has felt that way, like, well, you know, I really, really love Shorty, and, you know, she's real pretty, and, you know, all these dudes want her, and I really wanted her more than everybody else. So, you know, I paid for it. You know, she made me pay for everything. She made me pay for shit that she didn't even want. She made me pay for shit that was somebody else's. Like, you never said nothing about that? Well, I mean, keep it a buck, dude. You know, that's how the game go, ain't it? You know, because that's how niggas try to kick it. Like, well, I mean, ain't that how the game go? I'm like, no, it ain't the way the fucking game go. I was talking to somebody today. I'm like, love costs, son. Pussy is free, though. Now, it's funny because a lot of men look at it the other way around. Love is free, but pussy costs money. I say no. Love costs. Pussy is free. You got to be good looking enough, you know, and desirable enough to get the pussy for free, but it's free. People be like, no, it ain't free because you're going to pay for it in some kind of way. I'm like, no, it's not. You don't always pay for it in some kind of way. Not always. I understand what people mean by when they say that, but I mean, you really think about it. You know, sure, you can't go to a hooker and get no free pussy. But you can go to an ex-hooker and get some free pussy. But there's plenty of free pussy in the world. There ain't too much free love in the world. And I mean real love. Like, you know, like I said, people throw the word love around. But if you really think about it, when you love somebody, you're compelled to get up and do something about it. When you love somebody, it's going to turn into an action somewhere along the way. So you're going to whether you spend the time that you could be, you know, building with somebody else or whatever, you're going to spend. Not only that, but when you love somebody, you want to give to them. You give of yourself. You give of your heart. You give of your time. You give time. I mean, you give of your effort. You give of your money. Because that's where the love is. And there aren't too many people who would deny that a man spends his money where his love is. People say that cliche all the time. Well, it's true. I mean, they don't really say, I mean, I guess some people say it. He spends where his dick is. I don't know. I've never fucked and had to pay a dollar amount ever. And guess what? I ain't looking forward to ever having to do that. But I ain't ever loved and not spent nothing. No. But you can best believe hate is free too. Because if I hate you, you ain't getting shit. No time, no effort, no love, no money, no nothing. Nothing. So what you gonna say? Hate this pussy. Hate this pussy, right? No, not exactly. Robin Mink says hate is a very powerful word. I know. See, these holy books got us all messed up. They say that we're not supposed to hate. No. It's funny because most of the people who told us not to hate have hated. But hey, beauty I cannot see. Cherry says, I like a guy a lot. I believe in marriage. He don't because of that. But damn. Whew. You hate. You giving out your hate at a discount. Damn. I said, damn. Robbie, man, you out. All right, peace, Ma. Peace. Carol Chamberlain says, at Omar, love costs sometimes too much. Yeah. But the only reason that it's ever worth it is because it is love. The fucked up part about it, the fucked up part about spending your money, if you're a penny conscious type of person, you go out and spend all your money and it wasn't even for something that you love. That's the only time you feel played. You don't be feeling played when you spend your money where you love, even when you have been played. Like, you went out, okay, instead of getting some shit for your honey that was on sale, you got the shit, you know, right when it came out and shit. You realize later on, like, God damn it. I went out and spent all this money for this shit that he or she said she wanted. And I could have got that shit for this, that, and the third. But now I already used the shit, so I can't even just take it back. You know? That's a lot different than, you know, because at the end of that sentence, you could be like, well, but, you know, my baby wanted it, and I was just happy to be able to provide it for them, you know? All right, well, fuck it. I'll get the money again. I got it that time. I'll get it again. No big deal. That's a lot different than, you know, let's say you got tricked into donating money to this cause that you thought was a good cause, and you put good money into this shit, all to find out that it was just going to somebody's pockets. And the fucked up thing was, it was somebody you ain't even really fuck with like that anyway, but you saw that they was trying to do good things in the community or for whatever. And so you said, you know what, I'm going to represent. But you ain't really fuck with them. But now you really feel played because you ain't really fuck with them. Do you know what I'm saying? And then David says, I've been told that what attracted you to them is what divides you. I don't know how true that is. I don't know, Annette. I think people just be throwing cliches around. Like, whatever you did to get them is what you got to do to keep them. What are you talking about? I see the logic. I see what they're trying to say, but I don't accept it. Because that totally X's out any growth, learning, and evolution that you're going to have. So at 25 years old, whatever you got to get me is what you got to do to keep me. Like, my interests are going to be exactly the same at 45, 50 years old as they were at 25. At 25, I could have been running around. I liked the wheelie motorcycles. I was going to the strip club all the time. I was selling drugs, hustling, and all of that kind of shit. And maybe that was what attracted you to me. Like, yo, he out there getting money, taking chances, you know what I mean? He's just oozing all of that masculine energy, macho. So when I'm ready to settle down and play the right way and be more safe and start safeguarding my health and my life and yours too and our family, but that's not what I did to get you. You just like the wild nigga out on the streets. A fucking thug. I gotta keep thugging to keep you? Bitch, you dumber than me. Fuck out of here. These niggas who fall in love with strippers. Yeah. Well, it just so happens that I met you in a strip club, but I was open. I was open. I was open like 7-Eleven. AM, PM, Mini Mart at the damn Sunoco station. I was open. Cerrado. Abierto. Cerrado. No, cerrado was closed. All right. Abierto. Yeah. But what happens when motherfuckers wife up a stripper? Well, I need you to stop stripping. Well, that ain't what you did to get me. I'm about to go get this money. Jamie says, no, it doesn't, Omar. I see your point, but I also see what Annette is talking about. I see what she's talking about, too. But like I said, motherfuckers just be throwing cliches. And I think they do. They just throw cliches out there. What you did to get them is what you got to do to keep them. No, it ain't. You grow together, hopefully, because if you don't grow together, you don't have shit. Now, in tune with the show, what we was talking about is when you do grow with somebody, you grow. And as you grow with somebody, develop with somebody, advance with somebody, upgrade with somebody, you become dependent upon them. And the love for you also expands and grows and upgrades. So when they snatch all of that shit away from you, all of your dreams, all of your love, all of your passion, when they take that shit away, you steady trying to hold on to it. And it's like a tug of war, and they winning, overpowering you. Like it's four of them over there pulling, and it's just one of you. And you holding on, burning your hands on the rope because they pulling it out of you. And you trying so hard to hold on to the rope that it's burning your hands and it fucked your hands up as they won the tug of war. And that's why you hate them, because you tried. You tried to hold on. It was something that was important to you, something that was dear to you, something that was paramount, something that was that encompassed all your whole being. You put everything into that shit. One big basket, and all your eggs was in it. And they took the shit, wrenched it away from you. That's why you hate them. And that's why you're mad at them for making you hate them. Because you tried to hold on. Like, no, I will not hate. I will not hate. I will not. I will not. I will not. And they said, shit, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Yeah. So are you mad at them for what they did? Or are you mad at them for who they are? I don't want you to be the way you are. I don't like your ways. Why won't you change your ways? We've all been with somebody that we wanted their ways to change. Why don't, if you love me, why wouldn't you change your ways? Change your ways, son. Come on, shorty, change your ways. Evil bitch. Fuck. How many of y'all have been with somebody that was evil-spirited, evil-hearted, devil-hearted? Just mean, like intrinsically mean, like a bad heart. Grinch who stole Christmas type shit. Like, damn, why do you gotta be that way? You was you born without fucking feelings? And it almost seems like they were. Got you asking what you saw in them in the first place. What you saw in them is that you thought they had a heart, but they have proven to you over time. The heart that they showed wasn't really valve. That was some old defibrillator, pacemaker type shit. You know what I'm saying? And it says, I know that there are companies that I truly hate with a passion. Cal Shaman says, at a net right now. For me, it's Amazon selling Q9 Halloween costumes for children. Q9. I left three Facebook groups because the energy was toxic. Mm-hmm. I guess I have nothing was ever right for them always. Oh, you've been with somebody who was evil-hearted, evil-spirited, mean-spirited, devil-hearted. Says, yes, I have. Nothing was ever right for them, always negative and not trustworthy. And that says, yes, I have. I couldn't understand why I stayed so long. Shit, I mean, did you understand how you got there in the first place? You know what I mean? You know, we sometimes have to ask ourselves, like, how the fuck did I get here? How did you rope me in? And we'd be mad about that too, because they didn't rope us in. We made that decision. Ain't nobody make us do that shit. There was an attraction there. And you might be mad at yourself. Mad at them for making you mad at yourself for making that decision. I mean, you did make the decision. Nobody can put a gun to your head and make you love them. You can't do that. You could do a whole lot of things, but you can't make somebody love somebody. No, no, no. No. Yeah, I know. You know. So, yeah, it's one of them things. One of them things. Let me see. TK Wright says, raise his hand. I was with a narcissist that had a sour spirit. Beauty, I cannot see. Cherry says, I'm burning my hand on a rope. I gotta let go. Toughy. Sometimes you gotta let go in order to hold on, Dana. Sometimes. But know thyself and know thy motherfucker that you fuck with. Know thyself and know thy motherfucker that you're fucking with. Catch him that says, efforts after they sell enough, then they'll stop selling them. But I guess it's just business. It is. They don't give a fuck. They gonna get this money. And that David's singing that how did you get here? You wasn't supposed to be there. I tried that I for the last time. I tried that love thing for the last time. She was lying. Just like when Mary J. Blige said, no more drama and shit. Oh, and she said, I've been there and I done that, but I promise never to be hurt again. Be hurt again. Lying on his motherfucking chin. If you ever love again, then you're going to be willing to get hurt again. Not that love means hurt, but you have to be willing, because it kind of goes with the territory. It's a risk. That's like saying, well, look, I'm going to play blackjack. I'm going to play blackjack plenty of times, but I bet you I won't ever lose again. Blackjack is a gamble. Love is a gamble. You know what I mean? Love is a battlefield. You're making me go. You're making me stay. Why did you hurt me so bad? And when all this gets old, can I stand in your way? Or is it the best thing that you've had? Believe me, I can't tell you why. We are young. Heartache to heartache. Yeah, love is a battlefield, baby. Cal Chamberlain says, so you just roll the dice and hope for the best. Well, rolling the dice is one thing. And there is a skill to playing cards or playing dice. There's a skill, but there's also luck that's involved. And the luck part is the other person, because that's the X factor. You know, and maybe have control over your thoughts, your actions, and your ways, but you don't have control over theirs. So there are going to be times when you have to question whether somebody is being 100% with you. Are they being honest with you? Are they keeping it straight up with you? Are they being real? Are they keeping it honest? You ain't really even got to keep it 100 with somebody. Give them 75. I bet you they still pass, and I bet you they still eat. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? We are young. Mm-mm-mm-mm. No one can tell us we're wrong. Searching our hearts for so long. Love is a battlefield. And it is. But you ain't supposed to be battling each other. Supposed to be you and them, a little army, a little militia. You know what I'm saying? Bonnie and Clyde without the crime. TK Wright says, this is a great topic. Makes you think past the surface. That was the point. That was the point. That was the point. I mean, it really was. You know. Mad at them for making you hate them. Like, why did you fucking make me hate you? I didn't want to do that. I didn't come for that. I didn't want none of that. But you chipped away. You wouldn't stop until I fucking couldn't stand you no fucking more. Why would you do that? Why? Why? God damn. I tried so hard to make this shit work with you. I communicated with you. I rocked with you. I rolled with you. I went with you. I was patient. It was like nothing was good enough. Like, no matter what, if I move right, you move left. If I move forward, you move back. If I bowed down, you stood. Like, damn, why couldn't we get congruent? Why? Why? If this is a situation where we supposed to both want to be together, why the fuck? Why the fuck? Why? Why? It's like you hot and you cold. Are you on drugs? Because that's how it can feel sometimes. Like, you must be on fucking drugs. Like, I don't feel like, I don't know what the fuck, you're so unpredictable. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to get on a daily basis. Like a fucking drug addict. You hot, you cold, you crazy, you normal. What the fuck? All right, let's do these birthday shout outs. We got to get the fuck on up out of here, man. You know what I mean? It's Monday. Birthday shout outs. We got some birthday shout outs. You know what I'm saying? We got some birthday shout outs to do. So, we got some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 19th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. October 19th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I. I-A-L, they get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. Number one out the box. Kevin McIntyre. No relation. However, I do have an uncle named Kevin McIntyre. He's a good dude. And maybe this guy is a good dude too. But happy birthday to you, Kevy Kev. And he's raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And also Kay Smiley. Happy birthday to you, Kay Smiley. And also my Brill Trinidad turning 23 years old today. And Sharon Grace turning 38 years old today. And Larice Brown and Yeti Swift Agbula Phillip. Happy birthday to you. And Angelique Martin turning 49 years old today. And Key McIntyre, no relation. K-E-Y, like a unlock the door, turning 41 years old today. Finished her first round of the 40-40 club. And go get her, my girl Denise Porter. Happy birthday to you, Miss Porter. And Morris Hallman, turning 57 years old today. And go get her, Angie Phillips, my girl Angie Phillips. Happy birthday to you. And my girl going all the way back to the 80s, all the way back to the 80s. She's a twin. So she's a twin. That's Carnessa. Carnessa Bibbs and her sister's name Carnesha. Carnesha. And Carnesha was born first. So she's the oldest out of the twins. Just born a few minutes earlier, but you know what I mean. So happy birthday to both of you and y'all turning 49 years old today. You know what I'm saying? I used to love them back in the day, twins, and two red bones, big. I mean, I'm talking about when we 15, I mean, Jesus, jugged out. Incidentally, they both got breast reductions. You go fuck with that. Anyway, Charles Atchison, my man, going all the way back to the 1982. My man Charles Atchison, and he's a 1970 baby. Yeah, dropping the grind with the cripple, the crazy. Turning 50 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Chucky Chuck. And last but certainly not least, my girl, also going all the way back to the 1982, Danita Harper. Pretty Pooh, G-Town Pretty Pooh. Turning 51 years old today. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 19th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, rock out, rock on it, do the damn rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen to what I say, because of this type of shit can happen every day. We get mad at people for making us hate them. You're mad at them for making you hate them. You didn't want to hate them. That's not the type of time you were on, but they wouldn't stop. They kept going on and on and on. You're going to hate me before the time is through, and there's nothing you can do. You're going to hate me too. Well, it don't seem right. It don't seem fair, but that's how it go. And they don't seem to care, but you ultimately have control over your emotions, man. I mean, you can listen to what I say all you want. I do believe that certain people do have dominion. Not dominion. Let me not say that. But they do have some control over whether we like them or not. So why wouldn't we say that they have any control? Or why would we say that they have no control over whether we hate them or not? If you know that somebody can make you dislike them, why would you think that they couldn't make you hate them? You don't think that they could double down on that? I know that they can. I've seen it happen. I've seen it. Some people seem to have done it on purpose. And whether it's on purpose or not, it still affects you in an adverse way. And you got to get yourself on up out of that thing. Don't let nobody put you in a bad place, baby. And please don't voluntarily put yourself in a bad place. Don't put yourself in a bad area. You know what I'm saying? Don't put yourself in a bad area. You feel what I'm talking about? It's going to be y'all right. Making sure that it's going to be y'all right. Thank you. I want to thank all y'all for coming through. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to share the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel thus far. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life like it ain't no thing. We'll be right back at you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. So, love is love, baby. I like a glove, baby. No push or shoves, baby. And we out. Rakim and say peace. And yo, what happened to peace? Peace, 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 peace.